So Rabotai, we were talking about tefillin, and here you have a big machloket between Harav Ben Ishchai and Rav Ovadia. Mi shechalatz tefilav, al dat lachzor la'nechamiyam. If a person takes off his tefillin, and his intention is to put it back right away, lo yachzor lebarech. Right, he's going to put it back without saying a bracha. If a person took off his tefillin, you can't go to the bathroom with the tefillin. Im chalatzan lehikanes b'takise, afilu da'ato lelufshan miyad. Even if he wants, obviously, right away he comes out, he wants to re-wear it. Tzarech lachzor levarech. Right, there's a machloket. Some say he has to make a bracha. Why? Mishum da'asur lichnos b'hem l'betakise. Because you cannot go into a bathroom with the tefillin. Ve'yesh cholgin baze. But as we said, there is a machloket on this. Right? So here we have, I think, the Taz, and you have Magen Avraham. There is a machloket. So whether you make it feel bracha or not. So v'yesh cholgin bazu ma'achar. So Ben Ishchai says ma'achar the safer berachot lahakel gam bazeh lo yivarech. So he says because there's a machloket, right? Tazan Magen Avraham whether to make a bracha or not. So lo yivarech ela yivarech b'lishma malchut. So the Ben Ishchai says you go to the bathroom. Right, you have to take off your tefillin. You come out and you want to re-wear the tefillin. So then you make a bracha. You say Baruch Ata, the name of Hashem, to Delish Migeh. You say it quietly in your heart. You don't pronounce it. Yivarech belishma malchut, biyaharher shem malchut b'machshava. In his thought, in his mind, he should think of Shem Hashem. Okay. And then Ben Ishchai says, "Veim nishmetu hatfilin mimrumam, mimrumam nachdoif hatfilin." Right? It moved away from its appropriate place in the head or the hand, so that you don't have to make a bracha. When you put it back in the proper place, you don't make a bracha. Okay, let's see. Rav Ovadia says, "Katav harav." Right, so he says, as far as v'tzarich, Rav Ovadia says, if he goes to the bathroom and he re-wears the tefillin, tzarich levarech ala tefillin. Why? Kevan deika sfer sfera, umrom mitzvah deoraita, samchinan shafir al sfer sfera levarech. Rav Ovadia says, here there's a sfer sfera, right? It's a midoraita, whether you have to make a bracha or not. And since the mitzvah of tefillin is midoraita, so tzamchinan shofir asfer sfera levarech. Right, so here Rav Ovadia would say, make a bracha. Rav Ben Ishchai says that because there is a machloket to put the tefillin without, also to say the bracha, but not the shom malchut to say in your mind. So what to do? You could take your pick, obviously. I mean, I would say, since there's a machloket, I would not. But, you know, the best thing is really to avoid it. The right thing is always, before tefillah, a person should go to use the facility and not to come to this at all. That in the middle of tefillah, you have to... But, you know, sometimes it's anus. You cannot help it. So this is the bottom line of the halakha. In this thing about tefillin, we know that there's a big talk about Thanksgiving. Could we celebrate Thanksgiving or not? Right. So you see, I think Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva that Rav Moshe makes that distinction between holidays that have religious significance and holidays that is just something national. And I think it comes out that, Thanksgiving, he comes out that it's not religious, so it's not a problem. I'm not sure. Right. I was listening to Rav the Rishon LeZion, Rav David Yosef. He says he checked into it, and he found out that this thing of the turkey, etc., has religious significance, right? So if it has, you see, it's obvious a Jew cannot celebrate Christmas and whatever. That's asur. It's mamash. That would be the biggest avera, that the night that so many Jews were slaughtered and murdered to celebrate. On that there is no question, because that's religious. Here, Thanksgiving, it's not, it's a machloket, whether it's religious or not. So I was surprised as well, because we in Baltimore, my Rabbi Zachar friend, always he would invite us to his house, Shabbat of Thanksgiving, right? And his wife would make turkey, right? So not because he held like it's something to religion, and we are American, it's all about Thanksgiving, etc. But now that I heard Rav David Yosef says he checked into it, and I don't know, that he I was just listening to him. So he said that it is religious. So, especially the thing is, I would not recommend, okay, it's not an Avera. I mean, a lot of Persians, I think, do celebrate Thanksgiving. I think a lot, they get together to have turkey together, etc. I mean, I don't think there is an Isur to participate. Right, but it's better not to, probably. As you know, it's not if you have family, situations that they're making a Thanksgiving dinner, and go. I don't think it's a problem. It's not a problem because my Kabbalah was from my that it's not a religious thing, and you have to be considerate. People, Persians also, it's like okay, here we have to appreciate also America. America became, give us refuge and Baruch Hashem, etc., etc. So I personally would not think it's but it's better to not to make one, especially to get to turkey, and I could have also cold cuts also. It's also right, but it's better not to. It's better not to, but by no means to make a big deal out of this. I think if you have. If you have family pressures that you need to attend, it's not a problem. And it's good, it would be good, and if you go to such a thing, to talk about Hakarat HaTov, we don't have once a year Thanksgiving, we have it every day a few times. Every day 100 times we have the brachot. So it's, if you do attend such a meal, it's really to say Dvar Torah about Hakarat HaTov, right? I would suggest you could say the Al Sheikh Hadosh. Al Sheikh says, Bereshit, right? He says Bereshit. Why? The Midrash says why Hashem started to Torah with Bereshit. One is that Hashem created the world for Klal Israel because they are considered the Reshit, Hashem's first nation, choicest nation. One is because of the Torah. Torah is called Reshit. And the third thing is, right, Al Sheikh HaRadosh, the Midrash says, because of Bikurim. Bikurim is also, right, Bikurim is Reshit. Right, so Al Sheikh HaRadosh says something amazing. He says, look, you see the same importance that Klal Yisrael has in the world, and the Torah has, Hakarat HaTov has also. That Hakarat HaTov is second one of the pillars. Equal, that's what Al Sheikh HaRadosh says. Hakarat HaTov equals the role of Klal Israel and Torah, they're Reshit, right? And it's really, if a person doesn't have a Hakarat HaTov, his Judaism is in doubt, because Yehudi, the word Yehudi comes from Todah. Yehudi comes from Todah. Chag Sameach, Rabbi Chananya ben Arashi Omer Ratzach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot